Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Governor Shapiro says he has more talks with legislative leaders to try to reach an elusive budget deal that includes mass transit. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
Governor Shapiro says the differences that could end the budget stalemate are down to a few issues. He says he's continuing discussions with Republican Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman and Democratic House Majority Leader Matt Bradford, and that each needs to give.
I'm confident we can get there, but these two leaders need to make some tough decisions. Part of the decisions they need to make are quieting some of the extreme voices within their own caucuses.
Speaking with reporters after an education roundtable at Dobbins High, Shapiro would not get specific about the final sticking points.
No, I'm not going to negotiate the deal through the media. I can tell you that we've narrowed the differences, and I'm going to continue to go back and forth between the House and the Senate to find that common ground.
Shapiro was asked whether having no SEPTA express service for Thursday night's Eagles opener adds urgency to the negotiations. He said there's been urgency for months. Two people were killed, one injured in a car accident Monday night in Chemung Township, Burlington County. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
New Jersey State Police say two cars collided on Route 206 at Quaker Bridge Road in Chemung Township just before 8 o'clock Monday night. Investigators say a Ford F-350 driven by 21-year-old Derek Gantham of Tabernacle was traveling southbound on 206 and collided with a Toyota traveling westbound on Quaker Bridge Road, which then flipped over into Atzion Lake. The driver and passenger of the Toyota were identified as 66-year-old John and Teresa Hawley of Marlton, who were pronounced dead. Gantham suffered minor injuries and was treated at the hospital.
Cause of the crash is under investigation. Officials in Delaware County have identified their first human case of West Nile virus this year. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, officials are making efforts to reduce the mosquito population, which is known for spreading the virus.
It's not uncommon to have a few cases of West Nile in the county each year, according to Delaware County Health Department Director Laura Warner.
Most people who get infected with West Nile virus aren't going to show any symptoms, but one in five will show something. Maybe it'll be a fever, it might be body aches and pains, could even be vomiting or a rash.
Zachary Babel, the coordinator of the county's mosquito-borne disease program, says in an effort to keep those human cases down, they're spraying popular mosquito-known areas in Brookhaven, Upland, Parkside, and Chester City.
Through our weekly mosquito surveillance in our program, which occurs from about mid-April through the end of September, we have observed that there is a level of risk for human infection of West Nile virus due to the mosquitoes that we've collected and had tested at the state lab.
Health department officials are also encouraging people to drain, dress, and defend when it comes to mosquitoes. There was a party at the sports complex in South Philly as Comcast unveiled the sign for Xfinity Mobile Arena, the new name for the home of the Sixers and Flyers. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there for the festivities.
The official name change may have been announced back in May, but now the Xfinity Mobile Arena is live with its new signage on display for all who visit the Philadelphia sports complex to see. Todd Glickman is the chief revenue and business officer at Comcast Spectacor, who owns the arena along with the Sixers and Flyers who play in it.
It takes a village to make this kind of thing happen. What I like to say is it's from the napkins that get changed to the name on the building.
And the new purple decal on the arena got a grand reveal with some help from Flyers and Sixers mascots Gritty and Franklin. Matt Lederer, the VP of Brand Partnerships and Engagement at Comcast, says the new and improved arena goes beyond just the name change.
Much more than just a new brand and a new color, though it looks great. We're also introducing a massive upgrade to the arena's Wi-Fi network.
Now speeds at the arena are said to be 10 times faster than before.
Comcast Spectacor leaders say those speeds will also eventually be expanded to the surrounding parking lots. Who wants to be a billionaire? The Powerball jackpot has swelled to $1.3 billion since no one matched all six numbers in Monday night's drawing. One lucky ticket worth $1 million was sold in Pennsylvania. Two other million-dollar tickets were sold in New Jersey. Last night's numbers were 8, 23, 25, 40, and 53, the red Powerball 5, in case you want to go back and triple-check those tickets. Next drawing is Wednesday night. Odds of winning the big prize extremely slim at 1 in 292 million. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.